This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Join Pastor Trevor Banks and On to Perfection at 7:45 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on WCNO. Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, I'm excited about what God's doing in the church. I'm excited about what He's doing in our country. You know, I believe we're living in some of the most strategic, some of the most exciting, and some of the most dynamic times for the church that we live in today. It's a very interesting time that we live in because how many know the culture's kind of just gone the other way? And I also believe that we have the greatest opportunity. We have opportunity like we've never had before to reach this next generation and really impact them for the glory of God. And how many of you recognize, even with all of our technology and resources, that today the United States of America is probably one of the most hardest countries to evangelize? We did outreach Friday night. We sent a team down to Friday Fest. We had a table down there. And a brother just texted me this morning. I don't know if any of y'all know Scott Hinkle or not, but he texted me. He wrote a book called Christian Come Out of the Closet. Let me know it's time for some Christians to come out of the closet. We got everybody else coming out of the closet, but the Christian don't want to come out of the closet. We just kind of tucked away in the church. I read a report on Drudge Report the other day that said that there are more TV shows, sitcoms, and series of TV shows now that 85% of them have either a character that is lesbian, gay, or bisexual, or transgender. Well, it's a little bit disproportional, don't you think? So we've seen the culture really take a shift in this last generation, but I just want to declare to you this morning that what looks hopeless in the country that we live in, I think is going to really become the greatest opportunity and the greatest harvest opportunity that we're going to ever have in the church, and that God is getting ready to do something big. Amen. I think God using a lot of different things to bring revival to the church in the United States of America. And how many know we need revival in the church? One is, no matter how hard Hollywood or secular society tries to remove Jesus Christ from the culture, the more Jesus we see in the culture. I get a kick out of the separation of church and state people that send out these letters. They sent out 75,000 letters to pastors and said, "Don't you say nothing about politics in your church. We're going to report you to the IRS. I mean, they don't even know it, but they spread the gospel when they do that, because all they do is tick off 75,000 pastors and then they do it. You know any pastor that's going to keep his mouth shut? I mean, you know me, right? You can't hardly get me to shut up. Amen? It doesn't matter if it's negative publicity or positive publicity. Jesus said, if you mention my name, all men are going to be drawn to me. If you lift my name up, men are going to be drawn to me. It doesn't matter who's talking about him or trying to put him down or criticize him. Every time the name of Jesus, oh, come on now. Every time the name of Jesus is mentioned on TV or the news or the internet, I mean, something supernatural really begins to take place, and people are confronted with this idea of Jesus, and they have to start thinking about Jesus, even when they don't want to think about Jesus, even when they don't want to hear about Jesus, they're confronted with the idea of who he is. Do you know that every time you say it's the year 2012, that rationally that you have to understand that it's 2012 because it's been 2012 years since Jesus was walking around on the planet. Even the very time that we live in has been messed up by Jesus. It doesn't really matter what the world or the devil do to silence Jesus. God always turns it around to lift him up. He gets lifted. The devil thought he killed him and he got lifted up. The Pharisees thought they had him and he got lifted up. Everything they did backfired. The devil can't win. The devil doesn't win. The devil is the loser. He has lost. Amen. And we are who, all of us who are in Christ, we're the winners. Somebody say, I'm the winner. You've already won. The battle's over. Amen. How many of you know when the Pharisees tried to silence him with rumors and lies, that didn't work? They went ahead and tried to use a cross and crucify him and kill him. And how many know that didn't work? They couldn't keep him in the ground. All it did was cause an explosion of the church to be born. They tried to shut up Jesus, and the church was born, and now Jesus has been spread all the way around the globe. Thank you, Pharisees. He said the Pharisees didn't do nothing. Yeah, they helped spread the gospel. They killed Jesus, and he resurrected from the dead, and everybody knows about him. Secondly, I believe that there's another thing that's bringing revival to the church, and that's the amount of evil that we see in the culture. Evil is abounding more and more. Some of the things that are happening in the culture that are offensive to believers and are really just lines in the sand that are separating the light from the darkness. There's no more gray area anymore that's being where people are just kind of getting meshed up, where there's this compromise in the church where we see everything start to turn gray. It seems like the more evil we get, the starker the differences become. How many know if we become intimidated by how dark the world is becoming, we run the risk of losing our light? But God has called us to be salt and light in the culture. Amen? And God has called us to impact the culture. How many understand we'll never change darkness by cursing the darkness? We'll never change darkness by complaining about the darkness. We'll never change the culture by complaining about the culture, by criticizing the culture. I can't believe this, and I don't understand this. And if you're throwing things at the TV when you watch CNN, you need to stop. How many of you understand that you can get in a habit of just being negative about the culture, and you can just, it'll just sideline you and cause you to become complacent and have this attitude of wanting to give up? So we understand that the more that it appears that darkness is prevailing in our culture, how many of you know that that just means that there's greater opportunity for us, there's for our light to shine, there's greater opportunity for us to be salt. You know, darker the night, brighter the light. The differences between light and dark are getting clearer and clearer. I mean, there's a time in our history when the culture was very churchy. I mean, you can go back 30 years and Pentecostal folks were churchy. Y'all remember that? Anybody been in the church longer than 30 years? Anybody grow up in it? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. There's also a time in our history when the church was very worldly. We got crazy out there sometimes, didn't we? That means because the culture is shifting to darkness, then the people of light are going to stand out more and more and more. So you might not have thought you had a whole lot in you, but the darker the culture is, the brighter you shine. Because you can't help it if you got Jesus on the inside of you. We're different. Somebody say, I'm different. And it's not the clothes that we wear or the haircuts that we have that make us different. It's the character and the righteousness of God on the inside of us in our lives that begins to draw this line in the sand. And that's when the world notices that we're different, and we don't speak the same speak, and we don't walk the same walk. We're just a little bit different. And they think there's, you know, they see something that's about us, that we're loving and we're more understanding. We have a peace that passes understanding. We don't get riled up when we go through tough times. We just kind of have the peace of God that floats in our life. Can I just tell you, you don't have to be afraid about gay marriage. You ain't got to worry about it, and you don't have to be afraid about health care, and you don't have to be afraid about immigration. You don't have to be nervous about the election and who's in the White House. Come on now. You don't have to be nervous about the amendments and what the issues are, because most of the world doesn't live in the Christian culture anyway. They don't get what we get. They don't see what we see. Sinners are doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're sinning. That's what sinners do. By definition, they're sinners, so they sin. And can I just say this to you? In those environments where evil is abounding, the church will always, always flourish. Because that's what the church is supposed to do when evil's around. You say, why? Because true believers are salt and light. Touch somebody and say, you're salt and light. Real believers, true believers, don't depend on the government to legislate morality. They realize they can only come by the Spirit of God. You can't change a person by laws. You change a person by changing their heart. You can love somebody into righteousness. Come on, you try to force somebody into righteousness and they're going to rebel. Any parent in their right mind knows that. Don't touch the stove, it's hot. How many of you know that our trust is not in what happens in the halls of Congress or in the corridors of the White House or on the bench of the Supreme Court? Our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our trust is in God. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord this morning. That's a reason to shout. Listen, if your trust is not in the Lord, there is no way you can be full of joy. If your trust is not in the Lord, there's no way you can have happiness. If your trust is not in the Lord, there's no way you can live in peace. Turmoil and conflict and contradiction and depression and frustration will plague your life if your trust is not in the Lord. If your trust is in your wallet, or your trust is in your relationship, or your trust is in your business, or your trust is in your kids or your parents, you will not make it. Your life will become frustrated. Our trust must be in the Lord. And we can never become intimidated by the culture that we live in. I'll try it again. We can never become intimidated by the culture that we live in. I'm so tired of seeing Christians becoming intimidated by the things that are going on around them. And we feel like we've got to shut up and hide away, and we don't want to offend nobody with our Christianity. Stop it. Let your little light shine the way they told you in Sunday school. We are called to be people of impact. You say, what does that mean to me? It means you got to impact somebody's life. It doesn't mean you get up in front of them and beat them in the head with a Bible. It means you love them, you respect them, you listen. You become Jesus. You meet needs. You become patient with people. See, the world don't have no time for nobody, but Jesus has got time for people. Proverbs 30, chapter 30, verse 24 says, there are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in king's palaces. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in king's palaces. We talked about the ants this week, and we talked about this month, and we've talked about the locust and the rock badger. Today we're going to focus on the spider. Leonard Sweet writes in one of his books about the modern generation that we're looking at today, and he says this generation we're called to impact processes things differently than we processed in our generation. They are a generation that did not grow up with a biblical experience. They didn't grow up in Sunday school. They didn't grow up in kids' church. They didn't grow up in church. They don't know a lot about church. They know churches are on every corner, on every street, but they don't know a whole lot about it. You say, well, what does that mean? That means when you're talking to people that have no concept of the Bible, you don't talk to them the same way we talk to each other in church, because they don't understand. That means when you communicate with people in the world, you have to talk to them like they don't have any understanding of Scripture, and they don't have any understanding of how God operates. Because can I just tell you, most people in our culture don't have any understanding of Scripture. If you didn't grow up in the church, chances are you don't have any understanding of what Scripture means. How many know there are a lot of people out there that don't understand religious jargon? You go in there talking like you talk on Sunday morning at the altar, people don't know what you're talking about. When you go to work on Monday and talk to people, they have no idea who God is. If they weren't brought up in a church, they ain't got a clue. You say, amen, brother. We had such a move of the Holy Spirit in church yesterday. Sister so-and-so was slain in the spirit and went down. Hallelujah. And the glory of the God just filled the room. They're going to look at you like your head is on backwards. They'll go, huh? What? They need some help. What are they talking about, slain in the spirit? I mean, listen, that ain't really going to get a lot of people interested in coming to your church. They ain't got a clue what you're talking about. And it sounds a little bit scary when you talk about getting slain. How many of you know that we are being challenged today to present the gospel in a different way You know, we've got this religious terminology, and we're being challenged in how to understand people and how to present the gospel to this generation in terms that they communicate, in terms that they understand. Listen, folks, we're living in a different age. We're not living in your parents' church anymore. We can't conduct church the way it was conducted in the 70s, and we can't conduct church the way it was conducted in the 80s. If we're going to rescue people from the culture, if we're going to give people the good news of the gospel, then we have to present the gospel in a relevant way that people can understand so that they can get the truth, have it revealed in their heart, and come to the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton, reminding you that the registration deadline for our next tour to the Holy Land is just a few days away. November 23rd is the final registration date. So if you're ready for a life-changing experience, get your application and brochure today by calling the station toll-free at 1-888-221-8990 or visit our website at WCNO.com, the news page, for more information.
Thank you.
Rachel Lampa with God Loves You right here at 89.9 WCNO. The Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome